This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, time for us once again to pay attention to your health, your well-being, courtesy of the expertise of one Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, here to sort of shepherd the information. Ken's responsible for the research, responsible for the knowledge, responsible for information. Every once in a while I'll throw in my 2 cents worth, but this is pretty powerful stuff. Comes to you every week at this time, courtesy of Ken, who practices at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, which is a fabulous place to go to relax, and it's better to have your heart checked when you're relaxed, right? All the hustle and bustle of the big city? Nah, you know what that. I find myself very relaxed when I go to Ken's office. All the trees around the office, a very bucolic setting. So those of you who are in the area and you have questions about your cardiological reality, circulation, blood issues, heart, you name it, Ken's an expert, and you can check him out. Go to 352-735-1400 to set up an appointment at Lake Cardiology, no matter where you are in the country. I think it's cool. I love going down there, frankly, but that's because I love Ken, love spending time with him, and it's always fun to get him very serious, although, as you can tell by his demeanor on the air, he's always very serious. Once in a while, I can get him to laugh. But he's very serious about his work. He is. Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. You got a question for Dr. Ken, you get to me on Twitter, at Doug Steffen, or Doug@DougSteffen.com. I always get these bits and pieces every week. I get some questions. Let's see if I can get to a few of them today from you after we go through more of the research. And given that Ken is a cardiologist, let's start with this overview of type 2 diabetes, Ken. Those of you who have it, listen up, because there is a way that you may lower your risk of dying from this.
Doug, this is good news. This is published this week in the medical journal Hypertension. We learned that intensive treatment of high blood pressure, it may actually reduce the risk of dying from any cause, including cardiovascular disease in people with type 2 diabetes. And at least 1 in 3 people with diabetes actually also have high blood pressure. People with type 2 diabetes who receive intensive treatment, that means keeping the blood pressure levels at or below, are you ready, 130 over 80, they experience fewer heart attacks and strokes and have a lower risk of death from any cause. So the new number for people with diabetes is 130 over 80 or lower.
All right. So does that mean if you're over that, you have diabetes? What does that mean? You have diabetes and it gets complicated if you have high blood pressure? Or is that, what is, how do we separate the two bits and pieces?
Well, they're separately diagnosed. The common denominator too often in adulthood is obesity and poor diet. But people who have elevated blood sugars, and now the new way of doing is with a hemoglobin A1C, which is a 3-month average of your blood sugar. But if you have diabetes, you have a 1 in 3 chance of having high blood pressure. And those who have high blood pressure also want to get it down to lower. We used to talk about, well, as time has gone up by, lower and lower, but for so long it was 140 over 90 or less.
What changed it? Why is it different now?
Just studies where people take the courage to lower it even less and see if it prolongs life.
Uh-huh. Okay. So blood pressure is important. Now, if we're to analyze one of the other items that you researched this week has to do with prescription meds and how the use is declining. I think I said to you when I had one of my other checkups, I don't know if I said it when I was in your office or subsequently, the woman who was examining me after all of those tests, some of which you didn't even understand. I sure as heck didn't. I needed a translator to understand what some of that work meant. But the bottom line is that my blood pressure is the same, if not lower, now than it was 10 years ago when I first started seeing you. It's been, if nothing else, very consistent. And this lady said to me, I was the only person that she has as a patient my age who does not have any, I'm not on any meds. And I found that, I'd never even thought about that before, but I guess with people eating the way they do and however it is that they live their lives, you see lots of people who they have diabetes, they have all other complications of things for which you have to give, or you have to, they want meds. Don't, when people come to you, they expect you to give them some kind of medicine?
It varies. Some feel strongly, some feel the other end of the spectrum. Very individualized on that question. And you are, in a lot of ways, defying the odds, because most people, as they get older, the blood pressure goes up, and as most people get older, they are going on some medication. The most recent data is from the National Center for Health Statistics data brief this week, and what we learned is that the percentage of Americans taking any prescription drug has actually fallen slightly over the past decade, but it's still nearly half. That's 45.8% of Americans take at least one prescription medicine over the past month, Doug. It's not clear why.
No matter what their age. What did you say, over?
That's all Americans.
All Americans. My God, isn't that amazing? And you look at these drug companies and all the advertising that they're doing, trying to get people to take their stuff. And it's just, it's amazing how, I guess it does wonders for radio and television, because advertising works.
Well, it's not clear why fewer Americans are actually taking prescription meds now, less than a decade before. And the researchers in their publication, they say that a decline in the use of inappropriate or ineffective therapies may be part of the reason. And it's just something to think about. I don't know if we have time to talk about what are the most commonly prescribed drugs at different ages.
Yeah, let's.
In childhood, the meds used to treat asthma or ADHD are by far the most common, while antidepressants are most often prescribed for people in their 20s through 50s. However, by the time people reach age 60 and above, Doug, cholesterol medications such as statins are the most prescribed, with, are you ready, nearly half of Americans in that age group taking such drugs. About one quarter of people age 60 or older are also prescribed medicines to curb their high blood pressure, while nearly 23% use a diabetic drug. So cholesterol, blood pressure, and diabetes for the elderly, if you're over 60. In the middle age group, it's antidepressants for middle age. And in the younger, it's mostly these asthma or ADHD drugs.
Isn't that amazing? Wow. All right, so one of the other things you've studied this week, speaking of cholesterol, is a way to, or maybe a number of ways, to lower cholesterol the natural way without having to use a statin.
Lots of information here, because I put this together this week. It's a very commonly asked question. How do you lower your cholesterol without medications? And unhealthy lifestyle choices, by far and away, is the leading cause of high cholesterol. Yes, there are some genetic problems, rare genetic abnormalities that just increase the cholesterol. No matter what you do, it's too high. But for most of us, it's an unhealthy lifestyle choice. And here's what I recommend you do. A lot of it's diet. Here are the things to avoid, the groups, and here are the things to consume. So first off, avoiding trans fats. And examples are margarine, vegetable shortening, partially hydrogenated vegetable oils, fried foods, and certain processed and prepackaged foods. Also, you want to avoid saturated fats, dietary sources of saturated fats. These include red meat, pork, chicken with skin on, butter, cheese and other dairy products, cooking oils such as palm oil and coconut oil. And you want to consume more monounsaturated fats. Good sources of monounsaturated fats include avocados, nuts such as almonds, peanuts, and Brazil nuts, seeds, vegetable oils such as olive, peanut, sesame, and sunflower oils. You want to eat more polyunsaturated fats. And dietary sources for these fats include, for the polyunsaturated, walnuts, fish such as salmon, tuna, and trout, plant oils such as soybean, corn, and sunflower oils. You want to eat more soluble fiber. Foods rich in soluble fiber, they include vegetables, fruits, whole grains such as oatmeal and brown rice, legumes and beans, and lastly, you want to exercise regularly. So it's diet and exercise.
Yep, pretty consistent advice, that's for sure. One of the things that happens if you're not able to control your diabetes or your cholesterol, blood pressure, that sort of thing, you're liable to be open to strokes. And I have been wondering about this. I'm not sure I'm going to pronounce this correctly. I saw something about, is it ischemic strokes?
Ischemic.
Ischemic. What's
yes.
that? What's an ischemic?
Well, there's two types of strokes. One where, yeah, it's all about the plumbing and problems with the circulation to the brain. There's an ischemic and a hemorrhagic stroke. The ischemic strokes occur when there's a clot in the plumbing and the blood can't flow. The hemorrhagic stroke occurs when the circulation explodes and bleeding immediately occurs and you don't get any blood flow.
Wow.
In the direction it should be.
Yep. About one in every four ischemic stroke survivors will have another one, according to research. There are steps that you can take to help prevent one of these or a clot-related stroke from striking. If you've had one, you don't want to have one a second time. Let's listen to Andy Solomon explain what you can do and the story of someone who's been there and done that.
A stroke can happen to anyone, even a four-time Olympic gold medalist. After a normal workout less than a year ago, legendary sprinter Michael Johnson had an ischemic stroke where a clot was restricting blood flow to his brain. Michael explains.
Having a stroke truly caught me by surprise because I don't smoke, I'm very active, and I eat healthy. Today I'm dedicated to recovery, and I'm taking steps to minimize my chances of having a second stroke, including maintaining a healthy lifestyle and taking aspirin every day as directed by my doctor.
Neurologist Dr. Carolyn Brockington, American Stroke Association volunteer, reminds us how to spot the most common stroke warning signs because stroke can happen to anyone.
Remember the acronym FAST. F is for face drooping, A, arm weakness, S is for speech difficulty, and T is for time to call 911. The faster a stroke is treated, the greater the chance of a positive outcome.
For more information, visit strokeassociation.org/strokemonth.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
All month, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 5519 to 6119. Visit staples.com/15 and rewards for details.
This is brought to you by AbbVie. May is Hepatitis Awareness Month, yet many of the approximately 3.4 million Americans infected with chronic hepatitis C may not be aware of the damage the disease can cause. Dr. Julio Gutierrez.
Many people with chronic hepatitis C may not feel any symptoms, but what they're also not feeling is the possible long-term damage the virus may be causing.
If you've been diagnosed with hepatitis C, talk to your doctor about your options. Find out more at hepc.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
K Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Continuing on now, I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. The podcast is at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken, responsible for one of our podcasts every week. Dr. Jack Stockwell, another one. The information, for example, in the most recent one, Dr. Ken and I talk about a new nasal spray for opioid overdoses. A lot of information about inspection of ice cream producers, finding them, the companies themselves, or the plants, have a lot of contaminants. And that's true of almost anything, though. Isn't it, Ken? When you talk about producing food with the way it's done now in such huge quantities, isn't it an invitation for any kind of food being produced to have contamination in the vats? You know, you see sometimes on the little peanuts that you get in the store or any other something that may not even be peanut related. I saw some chocolate yesterday in a store, and it says this chocolate produced in a facility that has peanuts. And, you know, the ice cream, I have ice cream buses that I have on the farm here, and we have to, as of this year, put signs in the window talking about or instructing people as to how to tell us if you have an allergy to anything. Allergens is something that the scoopers have to be trained in, even, which I find rather bizarre. But you know, I don't even know. It's kind of like you were talking a few minutes ago about the prescriptions for ADHD or the increase in numbers of prescriptions at certain ages. And I when we think back to when we were kids, I don't remember ever even knowing anybody. Did it just wasn't recognized, or is it something that's sort of Johnny come lately to the medical community? Because a lot of folks, you know, think it's vaccines or whatever it is. But do you ever remember, did we even know, were they not diagnosed? Or do you think there are more now than there were when we were kids?
Don't take this the wrong way, but I think we now have a solution looking for a problem.
Ah, too many, you think. Is that what it is?
Okay. Well, it is somewhat, it's individualized. It is a little overdiagnosed, but some of the people who, in our day, were the real outliers who just could not interact well with us when we were kids may have benefited from it, but it's a needle you have to carefully thread.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. Also, by the way, as we're referencing the Good Day Health Show podcast from last week with Dr. Ken, we talk about malaria and measles a lot. We talk about studies showing that skipping breakfast can increase your risk of death from some sort of cardiovascular event. And then we also are going to, you'll learn, I already learned it, but you can learn it if you haven't heard, Ken talk about preservatives in bread that cause weight gains and the increased sugar level that comes from that flour, because it all just turns into sugar, doesn't it? The stuff from regular breads just turns into sugar.
Especially white flour, directly yeah. into sugar. If you want to get diabetes, just consume a lot of white flour.
Yeah, I hope you. If you're anxious to leave planet Earth, help yourself to that. So get the advice, get the follow-through, get the information, listen to our podcast. It's quick, down and dirty, and really well-focused. GoodDayHealthShow.com. So the one of these other things this week, poor smell sense. You know, we have the we have our five senses that we can, you know, I think we have a sixth sense, but at least a smell is one of our reality senses. What's the story here? Why is it connected to poor sense of smell connected to death?
Something that doesn't get enough attention. This is out of the Annals of Internal Medicine in the last week. Doug, having a poor sense of smell, it could mean failing health for people as they get older. Older adults with a poor sense of smell, they have a 46% higher risk of dying within 10 years. The sense of smell facilitates detection and identification of spoiled food and volatile environmental hazards, influences healthy grooming and personal hygiene, and affects nutritional status through its impact on appetite and feeding behavior.
So let's talk in the next half hour. I want to find out if there's a way to improve your sense of smell. If, in fact, all these things, as you've suggested, are risky, is there a way to fix that problem? That's up next here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right to get your deck ready for entertaining. We're here to help with top brands like Cabot and Valspar so you can refresh your deck at the right price. And we can match any color stain so you're sure to get the look you're going for. Valspar exterior stain and sealer starts as low as $35.98. When you're finished, add a pop of color with two for $10 select hanging baskets. For simple and refreshing updates, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 5/15. See store for details. U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump clearly eager to start campaigning for the 2020 election, talking about the currently still vast Democratic field at a campaign rally in Florida last evening.
He got some real beauties. Crazy Bernie. You got a choice between Sleepy Joe and Crazy Bernie. And I'll take any. Let's just pick somebody, please, and let's start this thing.
The president also saying a top Chinese official is in Washington today for trade talks, but he's again threatening to hit China with more tariffs if it doesn't agree to a new trade deal by tomorrow. Pope Francis today has handed down a new Vatican law that includes requiring every diocese in the world to establish stable and easily accessible systems for people to report clergy abuse and cover-ups. And this is USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck McDell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees, Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100, 1-800-501-6100, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
Continuing on with our focus on your health and well-being, that's the job here at Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a cardiologist, expert when it comes to your heart, your circulation, and pretty much all of your well-being. Spends a lot of time going through, he needs to get a life after he practices 12 or 14 hours a day, spends a couple hours reading the medical journals, so he helps us all understand some of the new developments in medicine, cutting-edge stuff. So we were talking about the problems of having a poor sense of smell, and my immediate reaction to that story, or my question is, how do you fix someone's problem with their sense of smell?
Okay, let's talk about some practical ways to do it, because each of us, as we get older, the smell decreases and it can affect our overall health. So put on a seatbelt, because head trauma is a big cause of loss of smell. Exercise. Eat some oysters. They're high in zinc. That helps smelling. Review your medications with a good pharmacist. Go over the whole list and ask your pharmacist, do any of these decrease my ability to smell? And then talk to the doctor about adjustments if they are affecting your smell. Don't smoke. And also, eat only when you're hungry. That increases the ability of you to smell. Humidify your air in the winter. That just helps the passages inside your nose. What else can we do to improve your smell? Avoid stinky smells. That just takes away, you know, like really bad diapers.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I've been around cows all my life. I've been spreading manure. Some people say on the air as well as off the air, but as a dairy farmer, I've been around smells all my life, and I've become almost immune to them, or I think that they're fun, or that I don't find anything wrong with them. Are you saying that my propensity for being around manure might affect? I have a pretty good sense.
Maybe decreasing your ability to smell. Some other things you can do, blow your nose and clean it out with saline spray. Great way to help improve your smell.
Yeah.
Avoid excess alcohol. That will give you less of an ability to smell. Make an appointment with an allergist and make sure that you're not having recurrent allergies or runny nose. It's getting in the way of your ability to smell. If all this fails, there is sniff therapy. Yeah. And this involves starting by sniffing something with a strong odor for a couple of minutes several times a day.
Well, so then I should be good. Then I smell manure. That's strong.
Well, that's a little bit over the edge.
Oh, come on.
You want to smell nice, good things.
What? Like what? A strong men's aftershave?
That'd be nice.
That sort of thing?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So, and when you said something that intrigued me, it said, I think either it or you said, the study said that zinc was important to having a good sense of smell.
Yes.
How's that? Zinc is a good property for a number of different things. Your body is one of these things now, more and more people are focusing on zinc as a way to keep yourself healthy. Why so?
Well, it's just been noted that a deficiency in zinc contributes to a loss of smell as well as taste.
Yeah. But it's good for other things, important for other
things. Good for other things. And oysters just happen to be a very good source of zinc, very high in zinc.
All right.
Eat a dozen oysters.
I don't like, they have to be raw or can they be cooked?
It might be safer if you cook them.
Yeah. Right. I know the reason I asked that is because I think, I don't know, it was one of the people on the air with me or somebody in my circle of friends. Oh, I know who it was. A lady I was at a party the other night, and she'd been sick for 3 days because she got bad oysters and got food poisoning.
Well,
oysters or anything raw, sorry, those of you who are sushi lovers, you're nuts to be eating that crap because when it first came up, maybe, but the fish, who knows where it comes from these days, things that aren't cooked, if you have a sushi that's got veggies in it, greens, those things are all questionable without being washed or cooked. So you got to eat stuff that's cooked. I think that's the bottom line, don't you?
Good idea.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's how to fix your sense of smell. Next up, a focus on pregnancy and how many deaths are related to being pregnant after the fact, it would seem, yes?
Exactly. This is out of the CDC this week, their Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Doug, too many women still die from pregnancy-related causes, some up to a year after delivery. There are about 700 pregnancy-related deaths that occur in America each year, and 3 out of 5 are actually preventable. Nearly 31% of the deaths happen during pregnancy, and another 36% occur during delivery or the week after. But amazingly, a full third of these deaths happen up to a year after a woman gives birth. Heart disease and stroke, they cause about 1 in 3 deaths. Other leading causes of death from pregnancy include infections and severe blood loss. My advice for best prevention, Mom, get down to ideal body weight before you get pregnant.
Well, but isn't there advice that supposedly suggests that you're going to gain weight in some proportion?
Oh, yes.
You don't want to be skinny.
No, you don't want, of course you want to gain weight during pregnancy, but I'm talking about before you get pregnant, get down to ideal body weight.
All right, so let's just carry one step further. Everybody's talking this week about the birth of Meghan and the prince's son.
His
name, I guess, is Archie. Yes, right. So Archie weighed 7 pounds and something. And she went out in public two or three days after the baby was born, and she's got a little paunch there that seems to be common. I remember when my children were born, Megan weighed 9 pounds, 13 wow. ounces. Tony only weighed 100 and, she gained 46 pounds. When she was pregnant with Megan, looked like a bouncing rollerball. She was short, so she just looked like a big ball.
Megan
it took her a while
baby.
It took her a while to lose the weight. And I wonder, as Megan is an example, where women get so self-conscious about how they look, you need to, maybe if you don't mind, kind of helping them relax a little bit with this. So you're going to not look yourself for a while, right?
I think we need to be comfortable with the natural weight gain of pregnancy. That's okay. And then women, after they deliver with a good diet and exercise program, amazingly can get back into shape. And for the small number who can't, that's why the plastic surgeons are so busy.
Ah, there we go. And that may be, I think we, I remember talking about some celebrity, a woman who had a baby and she went out back in public quickly, and she didn't look like she'd had a baby. So it can affect women, I guess. This is a couple of guys talking about this, like we know what the heck we're talking about. Everybody's different. I guess
you just have to feel beautiful inside and out.
That is correct. Speaking of being beautiful, Mother's Day weekend is upon us. Your mother deserves a great night's rest. Give her a guaranteed way for Mother's Day to get that good night's rest. The new Giza cotton sheets that are made in America from the best cotton in the world comes the MyPillow cotton comes from an area in the Mediterranean in Egypt. It's Giza cotton, and the sheets are fabulous. I can tell you that firsthand. Most everybody I know has these. I've given them as gifts to my children and to some friends. So if you'd like to have your mother get a great night's rest on these fabulous Giza sheets, she'll feel like a celebrity, and you'll have put her there, so that'll be good for you. Show your mom you love her. Go to MyPillow.com and order those Giza sheets today. G-I-Z-A, Giza sheets. The sheets are actually made in America with this Egyptian cotton, and you'll get, using the DJV code, 30% off the regular price of these sheets, plus free shipping. Got to use the code DJV, and you got to go to MyPillow.com, and you need to do it now to get it for Mother's Day or shortly thereafter. If you hear this or start thinking about it over the weekend, you can still get them with the discount and tell your mom you're going to supply her with these fabulous sheets. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Mother's Day Giza sheets for her bed, 30% off with the DJV code and free shipping. That's at MyPillow.com.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right to get your deck ready for entertaining. We're here to help with top brands like Cabot and Valspar so you can refresh your deck at the right price. And we can match any color stain so you're sure to get the look you're going for. Valspar exterior stain and sealer starts as low as $35.98. When you're finished, add a pop of color with two for $10 select hanging baskets. For simple and refreshing updates, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 5/15. See store for details. U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is brought to you by AbbVie. May is Hepatitis Awareness Month, yet many of the approximately 3.4 million Americans infected with chronic hepatitis C may not be aware of the damage the disease can cause. Dr. Julio Gutierrez.
Many people with chronic hepatitis C may not feel any symptoms, but what they're also not feeling is the possible long-term damage the virus may be causing.
If you've been diagnosed with hepatitis C, talk to your doctor about your options. Find out more at hepc.com.
May is Mental Health Month, an important time to acknowledge the 1 in 5 U.S. adults living with mental illness. Many people with a mental illness may also suffer from tardive dyskinesia, or TD, an involuntary movement disorder associated with prolonged use of antipsychotics. While TD may affect at least 500,000 people in the U.S., research shows a gap in TD awareness. This year, approximately 20 states have declared May 5th through 11th, 2019, TD Awareness Week. To learn more, visit talkabouttd.com, brought to you by Neurocrine Biosciences.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. His practice is in Mount Dora, Florida. Lots and lots of people, when they listen to this program, whether they be local, a lot of local folks, Central Florida listening to Ken, people all over Florida, all over the Southeast, all over the country, will call for an appointment. He's a character, and he is smart, and he's really a decent human being in the sense that he wants to get the answers to your questions out and isn't looking at his watch or the clock every time he turns around to see if he can get you out of there in 20 minutes. So you want that kind of practice, call him up at 352-735-1400, 352-735-1400. There are calls for regulation of health information, and that, it would seem to me, smacks of censorship. What do you think? We just spent the last half hour talking about important health information. If that were regulated, that is, if it had to go through some government sifter, what do you think we'd get? We wouldn't get all that information, would we? Who's being protected if there is quote-unquote regulation? Is it the drug companies? I suspect I have no use. The drug companies.
What's the motivation for that?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Why is anyone even considering this?
Yep, good question. But somebody in the government has put that idea forth, and I think it's something to resist, frankly. I was also looking at something, actually, when you're on, I'm looking through a lot of the different sites. There's a Yahoo story today about vitamin D and how it could help people who have COPD. Vitamin D has come up a lot. I think since the beginning of you and I having a relationship, we've talked a lot about vitamin D more and more every year, mainly because I don't seem to, no matter how much of it I get, whether exposed on the farm for 8 hours a day in the good weather months from now until the fall, or whether I take supplements, and I do, I try to take natural vitamin D and not the stuff that is not really, whatever you might call it, the stuff that's synthetic, not synthetic vitamin D, but regular vitamin D. And supposedly that's good for asthma and chronic obstruction pulmonary, the COPD sufferers, of which I concern myself because of what my mother went through. So what do you think about vitamin D for that?
You're discussing a recent study about vitamin D with moderate to severe COPD. And what that study showed was that if, in fact, your level was low, under 25, additional supplementation would help prevent and reduce the rates of worsening of the COPD. But if you have a normal level and you make it even higher, that does not seem to help.
Doesn't help. Well, is one of the problems, I see a survey suggesting lots of Americans are breathing polluted air, and is that the cause of more COPD, the pollution in the air? What do you think about that?
Oh, yes, but cigarette smoking is absolutely the worst, either first, second, or third hand, but breathing dirty air in any way will lead to emphysema.
Yeah. I wonder about sometimes being exposed to a lot of the dust on the farm. I was in a barn a couple of weeks ago cleaning out some old hay, 3-4 years old, and I was, for 3 or 4 days, I was miserable. I was coughing, and it was awful. And I think that's the kind of stuff that I must
wear a mask.
Doing. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do from now on. Lots of things here on the docket before us. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, always here with great gratitude to him. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day Health Show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah. And
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Three after the hour now, as our focus on your health and well-being, sort of a continuum here. Now the focus is on info from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who seems like he's always here, his presence always being felt, even if he's not here. The information lives on forever. He does lots of research every week for his own practice down in Florida, and then we get the benefit of him having synthesized the info, so you'll see, or hear at least, what it is that may apply to you or someone you know. We'll start off with an overview from one of the trade magazines about how good physical fitness is for you in a pretty specific way, Ken.
Here's some good news, Doug, out of the American Lung Association this week. We know about its benefits for heart disease, but a recent study of a large and diverse group of people, Doug, supports the idea that being physically fit can help protect against cancer. Also, higher fitness before diagnosis leads to better survival among those who develop lung or colorectal cancer.
Colorectal, easy for you to say.
Exactly.
So it is rather interesting that people don't see the connection. I would think the connection, frankly, well, maybe because this is inner and not outer, it's not as obvious.
Well, the good news is working out, getting to the gym, doing any activity you enjoy doing will lower your risk of getting cancer. And if you get cancer, better increase your chance of surviving.
Why is that? What is there? Is it the blood flow? I think I've always thought that blood feeding a cancer, if it's a tumor, would be bad for you. You'd want to keep blood from going to it.
Well, I think it helps with your immune system. It also helps with your mental state, gets your blood pressure down. All of these things are so important.
All right, here's something else that's important. Another journal focusing on e-cigarettes once again. Wow, this is really something.
Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics this week. This is beginning to be of great concern. As e-cigarettes gain fans, children may be losing out. This new research suggests that vaping parents, they expose children, Doug, to secondhand fumes that may be as harmful as tobacco smoke. Nearly 5% of American adults living with children use e-cigarettes, and many of those kids already have asthma. Kids living with adult vapors, they could be exposed to volatile organic compounds like formaldehyde, nicotine, heavy metals, and ultrafine particulates. The American Academy of Pediatrics, Doug, recommends that e-cigarettes not be used around children.
Well, there is a practicality here. And you know, it comes up not only with e-cigarettes, but, you know, you and I have talked about this when we've had our exams, whether I have I've always had bronchial stuff, whether I have asthma or something that's developing into asthma, even though I've never smoked, maybe being around the farm all these years. But it starts when you're around, which the damage, my mother never knew it. She wouldn't have done it if she'd have known it, but she didn't. She was a big smoker, and we were all exposed to that stuff. And now 60 years later, we feel it. It has an impact. So parents should be thinking about this because we have the information now. I didn't have it when I was a kid, but you sure have it now. So if you're doing this kind of stuff around your children, you're a damn poor parent, and it's inexcusable what you're doing to the future of your children. It is. Completely. It's inexcusable. All right. Here's something else that's... I think this, once this comes to be, television ads are, the television every night, all day, every night, filled with drug ads. So what's the rule going to be going forward?
Yeah, this is some breaking news this week. Out of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, there's a new rule from them announced just this week to require, Doug, pharmaceutical companies to reveal the prices of drugs they advertise in television ads. The new rule will force companies to disclose the prices of prescription drugs covered by Medicare and Medicaid that cost $35 or more for a month's supply.
There you go. That would be good. That would be interesting to see how they work around that.
Well, fewer people will ask for the drug.
Yeah, that's probably right. Here's what a lot of people are asking for, a healthy way to lose weight and keep it off. And the answer to the question, what is a product that will be healthy, help me lose weight, keep it off? The answer is Kellotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Matter of fact, it's become the number one weight loss product if you're trying to focus on doing it the healthy way. That is losing weight and keeping it off. And because Mother's Day is right around the corner, they're offering you the opportunity at toploss.com, which is the website for Kellotren. Toploss.com, the DJV code needs to be used for this. You get $30 off a 120-day supply, free shipping, and a bottle that's free. Get it now for your mom if you want for Mother's Day. Toploss.com for Kellotren. Lose the weight, keep it off. The code you got to use is DJV.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.